You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Grey Eye is a theatre company that celebrates and centres disabled artists in their productions. Winners at the UK Theatre Awards 2022, they create fantastic and accessible productions that embed audio description and sign language from the very beginning. One such production was The Parody Files from 2022. This followed the story of Maria Theresia von Parody, a star pianist, composer, touring musician, friend and alleged lover of Mozart, who was known as the Blind Enchantress. We're now joined by Grey Eye's Artistic Director and Director of Parody, Jenny Seeley, to learn more about the company and the production. Hi Jenny, so can you tell us about how Grey Eye began and what your aims are as a company?
Grey Eye was founded 42 years ago by a man called Nabil Shaban and his university lecturer, Richard Thomason. Nabil is a small-statured wheelchair user with amazing unruly hair, long limbs and amazing face, and passionate about being an actor. So he and Richard used to do Amdram together. Then Nabil left university, he was doing politics, economics, but instead, I want to be an actor. So off he goes to the great theatre establishments of the UK, saying, I'm an actor. And people were so vilified that he had the audacity, looking like he does, that he thought he had the right to be on their stages. The discrimination was blatant. You know, you will upset audiences if we have someone like you on our stage. So Nabil did what you did back in the 80s. You stuck two fingers up, you went down to the Arts Council and said, I have a company that I want to set up, founded on total social injustice and discrimination. So Nabil set up Grey Eye. And the central mission was to place deaf and disabled people centre stage. Today, it is still the very same mission statement. We've come a long way over these many, many years, and disabled people are much more visible and prevalent in film, television, radio, but there are still the attitudinal barriers that we still have to smash so that there's more deaf, disabled, neurodivergent directors, people at the top. So, you know, the battle continues. And it's called Grey Eye because, Greek myth, the three grey eye sisters shared between them one eye and a tooth. And then Perseus came and stole them because he wanted to know how to kill the Medusa. They tell him immediately because they want their vital organs back. He does not give back the eye or the tooth. He flings them into the wilderness and the grey eye sisters are left screaming and defenceless. Nabil Shaban named the company. And we are like the grey eye sisters. You know, we are screaming with that passion and a need to make sure that there is real equity and equality in the world. But we're not defenceless, we work with what we have, and it's a wonderful way to work.
And Grey Eye as a company has reimagined and reframed many well-known stories from the perspectives of disabled characters and brought hidden stories to audiences. How do you start choosing a story?
I mean, stories come to me in many, many different ways. You know, a writer will say, Jen, what do you think about doing this, this and that? I'll be reading something, oh my God, that would be amazing to adapt that. And we have a whole amazing cohort of deaf and disabled neurodivergent writers constantly surrounded by the most incredible talent and creativity. The Parody Files, I was doing an interview for Selena Mills, who was working at Leonard Cheshire organisation, and she's also a journalist for The Spectator. So she did her interview, and then she said, Jenny, I've got a play, I've got an idea. It's an opera, actually. And she told me the whole story of Theresia von Parody. And she said, well, how do we do it? I said, leave it with me. So I shared it with the team, and it was opera. And weirdly, at that time, we'd been doing just some playtime with the Royal Opera House. So I thought, oh, fantastic. I could go to the Royal Opera House and say, look, I've got this amazing story about a blind composer. And, you know, we could do it the Grey Eye way with all our trappings of glorious audio description embedded within, sign language caption. Royal Opera House not interested. Like, right, well, we'll find a way of doing it. And we did. And it was amazing having Nicola Roanoska and Selena doing the libretto and Olin Wallen to do the composition. And I met Olin when she composed the choir for London 2012 Paralympic opening ceremony, of which I was one of the co-directors. So I knew Olin, I knew her style, I knew her way of working, which is maverick. Because Teresa von Parody herself was a maverick. You know, that pairing was perfect.
And for people who haven't heard of Maria Teresa von Parody or haven't had a chance to watch the Parody files yet, can you give us a brief overview of what the libretto covers?
The libretto is essentially the story of her as a woman, as a blind woman. She was born into the court of Marie Antoinette, so her father and mother were quite high status, horrified that they had a blind daughter, and beside themselves about what her life would become. But she was incredibly skilled at the piano, so they brought in Salieri to be one of her teachers. Salieri was also not only interested in what she could do with her hands, he was very interested about where he could put his hands. So it was about the fact that her mother knew that he was being well dodgy with her daughter, but her mother kept quiet because she wanted her daughter to be a success. And when Salieri let out that Teresa von Parody was in love with Mozart, her mother went mad because she said, "You'll be tainted by that pauper, that ill-bred man." So it's a story of, you know, a young woman trying to make their own way in the world, being completely dominated by her parents. The other thing her parents did is try to cure her blindness with poultices, with needles, with electric shock treatment. And every time they tried to do that, her creativity would just go. And in the end she said, "No, it's enough. I have had enough." So she went on tour and she had a bloody good time on tour. You know, one of those sayings, what happens on tour stays on tour. Had fun and why not? Then she had an amazing career and then she stopped it all and set up a school in Austria for blind girls to become skilled as musicians. It was her music that was played at Meghan and Harry's wedding by a cellist. And it just had von Parody on the television screen. And if it only had Teresa von Parody, we would have gone, yes, by a woman.
Obviously, it's an amazing story involving so many huge figures. But what did you want audiences to take away from her story?
I wanted our audience to go, why did we not know about her? And who are the many other deaf and disabled people the world do not know about because they, and especially disabled women, hidden away from society? I am fed up to the back of my teeth, but I've been constantly negated and left out of history. So it was a real opportunity to put it right and get her absolutely back into the history books.
And it looked like a really challenging and beautiful and many-layered production, and you had audio description included with cast members acting like a Greek chorus and so many creative ideas. What are you most proud of about the production?
The thing I am most proud of is the team that we had around us, the Grey Eye team and the team in the rehearsal room. They were phenomenal. They were opera singers and they're really, really diverse, not only in ethnicity, but also in impairment. And we created a really lovely space where they could own their neurodiversity, their blindness, their deafness, their mobility impairment. And they stopped shying away from it because they said so often in opera, we have to pass as being normal. Whereas in the Grey Eye room, no, you do not do that. You are who you are and we work it out around that. And I love the fact that, you know, some of those singers have worked with incredible opera houses, incredible directors, and opera's a very set way of doing things. But when they were with me, they were really more than happy to break all the rules. And my God, we did break them. And we also worked with the BBC Orchestra. And they were the same. They were really happy to play, roll their sleeves up and come on stage, auto describe themselves, play their instruments, and be part of what was an ensemble. So I love the fact that we did opera, but we did it our way and we all owned it.
And speaking of the collaboration between the BBC and Grey Eye, you're currently broadcasting The Chatterleys, which is an adaptation of Lady Chatterley's Lover on BBC Radio 4. Can you tell us a bit about how The Chatterleys began and give sort of another brief synopsis?
I work with Polly Thomas and Eloise, who are production company Naked Productions. And every year, Polly and I pitch something to Radio 4 because we like to do a real radical reworking of the classics. So we have done Amy Dorrit, Little Dorrit. We've done Midge with the Cuckoos, Bartholomew Fair. And this one is Lady Chatterley's Lover. And Polly and I read loads and loads of books. We banter ideas. Always with anything that we read, just think, how can we bring it up to the 21st century? How can we make it radical and relevant to now? And there's still so much assumed when someone becomes a wheelchair user, and the question that's always on everyone's lips is, how do they have sex? Certainly for men. So it's about Connie and Cliff, the protagonist, working out what is their relationship, and Cliff being a newly disabled man. You know, it's not a small thing, it's a massive thing, having to adapt to your new normal. And it takes time, and it takes patience, patience on everyone else's behalf, but patience on your own behalf. And that's the basic territory. And Connie does go off and have wild sex with Oliver Mellors, but Cliff almost lets her, he wants her to do that. He wants her to have fulfillment because he doesn't believe that he can do it himself, because he's so fixated that sex has to be penetrative. And it's so boring in that. So we pull that all apart. The other great thing that we did is a really detailed exploration around PTSD. And we have men from BLESMA, British Limblers Ex-Servicemen Association, a big part of the second half, talking about their PTSD. And they were really generous to Mike Kenny, our writer, talking about themselves, talk about their experiences, talk about themselves as wheelchair users and dealing and navigating their new normal. It was written when it was written. Those issues around masculinity and feeling less of a man are still very prevalent now. And it's about, how do we think about supporting those men and women when they come back from war, absolutely dismantled in every sense of the word. That's why BLESMA is such a good organisation, and we're very lucky to work with them. So that's Lady Chatterley's Lover. We call it The Chatterleys. If you are listening to it and you hear some water when they're in the bath, it's my hand making all the noise. I was a Foley artist. I did some splashing around in very, very cold water up north because we were on location. Very interesting rehearsing on location. Very weird, because I felt very deaf, because it's hard being a deaf person doing opera, doing radio, because you know you're never going to hear all of it. So you absolutely have to engage with those actors in a very different sort of way. But opera, I could be in the thick of my rehearsals and feel them, and you know, the musicians were right by me, so I felt the visceral nature of it. With radio, when you do the radio mix, I sort of laugh because they say, what do you think? And I'm going, I don't know, you have to tell me. It's quite funny.
And what else does Grey Eye have coming up in this year?
Well, our young company are performing their Festival of Rights on the 25th of February. And they are a force to be reckoned with. We've got two groups, 6 to 11 and 11 to 25, and they are gobby. They are so aware of their politics, of their rights, and the need to change the world in terms of climate change, in terms of disability politics, in terms of understanding gender, and they are quite something. When you're in and around a group like that, you realise that the world will be fine, because there are some awesome young people out there that will carry the fracas that my generation has created for them. With a bit of luck, I will be doing my one-woman show, me back on the floorboard acting, play around my family and my family's secrets. And we'll really keep every single thing crossed that we can go to the Edinburgh Festival. Still early days there. We've got meetings coming up. We are also in R&D for the wedding fair. We're readapting Bartholomew Fair, which was then became Bart Abominations for Radio, and is now back to being called the Wedding Fair. And it's going to become a musical at Hornchurch Theatre next year. So really, really excited about that. And we have a composer, a disabled man called Max Wenham. Ooh, and we'll be able to use big groups of the community who live and work and surround the Hornchurch Theatre. So it feels massive. So I'm a bit scared, but it's good. I think it's good to be scared. And it's also, how do we make sure that everyone has a good experience? How do we make sure that we get the access absolutely right? People feel safe and they can be the lived-in people that they are. Grey makes a lot of mistakes sometimes. You know, we don't get all the access right, but my God, we try. We've got loads of writers, so we're trying to work out where all do our writers go and signpost them. And we need more work that's in the mainstream world, created and led by us, by our cohort. So yeah, stuff to do.
Where can people find out more about Grey Eye and about all of these amazing things happening in the next year?
Our website, which we are redoing, in a bit of a mess. I will say that open and honestly, but we're having a redesign meeting. But if you go to www.greyeye.org, and greyeye is GRAEAE.org. If people need information, I'm always at the end of an email as well.
Jenny Seeley, the Artistic Director of Grey Eye, thank you so much for joining us here at RNIB Connect Radio. We wish you all of the best of luck with your one-woman show and the Chatterleys and all of the amazing things that are happening in your company this year.
Thank you.